there once again. Great to see you. Thanks for being a part of this week's Leading Edge. I'm your host, Jeff Smith. Coming up a little later, a lesson on what makes the Glass City so strong. We're talking history and future. The game plan for Toledo's Uptown, though, was set. There would be a technology incubator going into the newly refurbished Jefferson Center. The jobs and the production coming out of the center would revolutionize Toledo's identity and future forecast. Bidwise was looking to branch out and to bring its tech savvy into underserved communities and give individuals a hand up instead of a hand out. However, it wasn't to be, as you know, at least in that form. Bidwise would go belly up in a financial scandal that rocked the worlds of nearly 20 local employees who believed in the message and in the mission. Still, there is a newly renovated historic building in Toledo's Uptown District, and there are individuals with passion and purpose who still see the possibility that Toledo could be a tech town and an innovation hub. In fact, coming up Thursday, June 13th, Toledo will host what's called the Activate Innovate Conference, and the list of speakers, influencers, and local leaders is impressive. I want to introduce you to my guests today, Brandi Alexander and Michael Sala, joining us to talk a little bit about this conference that is coming up. Brandi, I'll start with you.
Yeah.
The reasoning behind holding fast, we said obviously the Bitwise dream, the Bitwise vision, a
right.
good one on the surface. There's still some, I guess, holding fast to that game plan, yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Why?
Thanks for having us, Jeff, by the way. Because innovation and, you know, technology and entrepreneurship is core to Toledo, and we want to carry that mission farther and further. And, you know, Michael has been involved in the local tech startup scene for a long time, and, you know, he's had an interesting ride, as have I. Mm-hmm. But, Michael, I mean, some of the things you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, thanks
and
for having
I wanted,
us.
And I also wanted, and we were talking a little bit off camera too, Michael, about having our viewers wrap their minds around innovation hub. What does that mean? What does becoming a tech town mean?
Yeah, yeah, like you know, Toledo is an industrial city. It's always known to be blue collar work, and this was supposed to be a push for white collar work to bring some of those startups, those tech companies that need that push, that need that resources that are available that they may not know that are available. And this innovation hub originally was supposed to bring everybody together so they knew where the resources were and they could connect. And people like ProMedica and Jumpstart, you know, Mercy, UT, that was kind of the goal. And it still is, but, you know, I think things kind of fizzled down and I think people are starting to get motivated and the momentum starting to build up again for that to kind of pick back up. And
you guys as individuals who were, I guess, in the spirit of making sure that this region does well,
right.
You have passion, you have purpose behind that. That's what we said in the lead-in with the Bitwise news, a punch to the gut. Was it not?
Yeah, I mean, it for sure was super disappointing. But, you know, I mean, I think if you kind of remove the layers of, you know, corporate bureaucracy, mm-hmm. Institutional bureaucracy, and look at what, you know, is going on in Toledo with entrepreneurship. I've been an entrepreneur in Toledo for 10 years. I've started two companies. I've sold a company. I've helped other people sell companies. So there is a lot of activity going on. It might not get the spotlight all the time, but there are a lot of cool things going on in Toledo that, you know, I think need to be celebrated. And, you know, I think what we want to do with this event, too, is shine a light on Toledo, but also the broader region, and bring some of our own flavor to a tech and digital innovation conference. And start a new conversation. It's not that we want to do something that's already been done.
Right.
We want to do something a little bit different and with our own flavor.
And we hear during election season all the time talking mm-hmm. about the importance of small business to make sure that the engine of any community keeps running. When you talk about tech startups and entrepreneurship and things of that nature, obviously it doesn't have the cachet of a huge corporation setting up shop in Toledo. But you're saying it's still got, you put a bunch of these things together, it gets the motion going. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, and Brandi mentioned, you know, she's part of this ecosystem. You know, we're all in this ecosystem. That's how we met. We met through this ecosystem, and me being a tech consultant with Jumpstart has led me to be introduced to Brandi and work on some projects with her in the past. And, you know, she brought this idea, and things like that is what helps kind of drive these kind of things into the community to help bring people together, show them, hey, there is resources, there is a place to do these things, this is a place to connect and network and advance some of these initiatives behind tech, especially here in Toledo.
I want to touch on the underserved communities part of what was, yeah, I guess, dreamed up by Bitwise to come in and do what it did. And there's still some merit, still some worth in
right.
that. How do we continue that idea?
So, I mean, starting a business is truly the American dream, right? And, you know, I'm very passionate about anyone that wants to start a business should be able to. And we as a community should support them in any way that we can. So I think that was some of the mission that they brought. But what we want to do, you know, with this conference, Activate Innovate, is connect startups, connect entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. connect technologists with some of the corporates. Because it's often more important for an early stage company or a brand or a tech platform to, you know, do business with a major corporation than it is to even accept venture capital funding.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get a couple case studies working with a, you know, a bigger entity like we have here in
sure.
Toledo, that can take you...
Or regionally really, speaking.
Or regionally,
right.
for sure. That can really help scale your company in a way that's a lot more meaningful than just dumb money that we call kind of in the tech startup world, we call it dumb money. But even, you know, bringing in some of these deals is really a catalyst for growth for an early stage company. And that can bring in, you know, even more significant funding down the road.
We got about a minute in this segment. Let me ask you, Michael, when we talk about tech possibilities, what are we talking as far as Toledo? What are the possibilities of tech jobs here, you think?
Yeah, I mean, just from a perspective of some clients I've even dealt with, you know, there's a lot of people that are entering the AI space, understanding what is AI, how to prompt AI, how to actually use it to help companies better for, you know, support their initiatives. You talk about data centers, you talk about just anything that comes in really that's not really manufacturing blue collar, but just revolves around tech. You know, healthcare tech, that's a big thing. When I worked at ProMedic Innovations, that was one of our big driving factors, and they were also one of the collaborators in this space. So just really anything in that space has been really kind of just kind of the whole mindset of everything, just kind of bringing all these pieces together.
Is the percentage of people who are actually involved in tech in the Toledo area right now, to your understanding, small? Is it large? Is it getting bigger? Or all of the above?
There have been some of us that have been around for many years, but I would say, you know, there's a new generation coming for sure, and we also want to support them.
Yep.
You know, with this event, you know, like we talked about, I've been at these types of events all over the world, South by Southwest. I've been to events like this in California, France, where they do these, you know, major digital innovation technology events where they're bringing in all of the big brands, and it's a multi-day festival. We want to bring some of that flavor here to Toledo, not only to, you know, just kind of celebrate everything going on in innovation, but also to bring in the younger generation to, you know, really understand what can be done here. Toledo's a blank slate. I mean, we have a lot of possibilities here
yeah.
of doing, you know, really cool things. And I'm so passionate about having my business here, but also operating globally. That, you know, I want to kind of share that experience.
We're going to dive more into that day when we come back. Once again, Activate Innovate, the conference coming up in June. We'll talk more on the other side. Stay with us here on Leading Edge. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Once again, talking about the Activate Innovate conference, which is coming up in June. Brandi Alexander and also Michael Sala joining us. I wanted to talk, Michael, you and I were talking a little bit about, we started off talking about the Bitwise factor in all of this. And we were talking during the commercial break. You said maybe some steam came out of everybody. The wind beneath the sails of, I guess, all the momentum that we had going into that project. People losing hope. You said, it shouldn't be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, going back to this with Brandi starting this conference, you know, and pulling this team together, you kind of felt like the wind was kind of taken out. You know, your wind was knocked out, and you saw people like ProMedic Innovations, who was struggling financially, and ProMedic as a system as a whole, and then Bitwise, obviously, with the financial scandal. Mm-hmm. You make kind of, and then the Jefferson Project kind of left alone. It kind of felt like all hope was lost. So this is really kind of to kind of invigorate everything again, kind of re-energize, bring people back together. There's so many different collaborators in the space that are kind of siloed doing their own thing. And this has kind of really helped to kind of bring everybody together to do a common goal, to serve the people in the community. And everybody does everything well to a certain degree. And what this will do is help find those that can complement each other. You know, there's people in that space that will really work well together.
I wanted to ask you specifically about AI. You brought it up last segment. And yeah. One of the questions I posed to you before we came out here today is when you talk about those tech jobs and always hear the naysayers who say, well, AI can do it better,
right?
Writing code, proofreading, things along those things of that nature. But you said there are ways around it. There are ways to utilize AI.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of people, when they hear AI, they get scared. They think it's going to replace their jobs. And it's not always the case. You know, to teach people AI, you need prompt engineers. You need to structure the AI. You need to actually, you need to give some structure. And I'll give you a great example. You know, if I want to write a paper, I have to actually give it prompts on how I want it to write that paper. Do I want it to be 1,000 words? Do I want it to talk about my own personal opinions? And then do I also want it to tie it to some citations that I found in a book that I read? By doing that, you're
all the teachers watching just threw a book at the TV, by the way.
By the way, I'm sorry, university professors, but it's the truth. You know, so that's really how AI could be utilized. And by teaching people to be a prompt engineer or a prompter for AI is really kind of the next step for those people that maybe could be trained.
Brandy, walk me through Activate Innovate the day. How it unfolds, what it brings, what people learn going there.
So I'm so excited because we've got a ton of support for this event, and it's an inaugural event. It's our first year, but you know, we've got a lot of great sponsors, a lot of great speakers. So
website's up and going, by the way.
Yeah, activateinnovate.com. Yeah. You can get your tickets still. We're almost sold out, so you know, get your tickets now because we will sell out.
Happening at the Jefferson Center, by the way.
Happening at the Jefferson Center, yes, the building that we're talking about here. So we're very excited about that. It's going to be amazing. It's completely redone on the inside. Three stories, beautiful, just top-notch building. So we're very fortunate that we're able to have this event in there on June 13th. But, you know, in terms of the day, we are going to be talking about AI, but that's not, you know, the total sort of, you know, conversation we're having. It's really about innovation. And we believe, our thesis is that innovation does not work in industry silos. So many of, you know, conferences are just focused on a certain industry, whether that's healthcare, you know, tech, manufacturing. Right. We're bringing it all together and we're going to mix it up and we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to have a lot of great speakers, everybody from Ted Suter, who was a very early employee at Google and from Toledo. He's going to kick things off. We're having people come down from the mayor's office. We've got speakers from someone from Land Energy.
I was going to scroll. Keep talking. I'm going to scroll through on the website for our director so we can kind of show exactly all the people that we're talking about.
Definitely.
There's Ted Suter right there.
Yeah, perfect. So Land Energy is an electric motorbike company out of Cleveland. We've got the CIO of OI. Highland's going to be there. We've got some startups. The Mud Hens are going to be there. The chief marketing officer of Ohio State University Athletics is going to be there. So
LaShawn Shaw, who was just on here, former Bitwise employee.
Yeah, Andrew Newby from Toledo Spirits. John Amato from Jute Mode. So we're going to have a really fun group of people just talking about innovation in their industry, everything from, you know, the Fortune 50s down to, you know, the local businesses.
But the biggest thing is the culture and the buy-in at this point, is it not, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. Culture and buy-in is everything in this community. I mean, we have a really well-diverse community. I think we have a lot of very energetic, ambitious people here. Toledo's been known for small business. We've always supported small business here. We're trying to help, you know, how can we energize this?
And this is a youth movement as well. I mean, nobody's left out, but you want to drive the spirit of new grads and those who are, I guess, new to the area.
Yeah, students were given free tickets. So, yes, we've got a lot of students coming, very excited. People from BG, UT, and then some other, you know, universities throughout the country. Yeah. They will be there. So
both of you, good luck with all of this, obviously, coming up in June. If you want to learn more, the website again?
ActivateInnovate.com.
And get your tickets. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Leadership Toledo has a long history of providing opportunities for Toledo's youth. But last month, once again, LT's signature program spent a day immersed in Toledo's rich and, as they call it, layered history. They sought out bird's eye views of the city and toured some of our region's hidden gems, while those who were there were learning about the building blocks of the community and also learning what the future might hold. I want to welcome in Ted Long, author, blogger, historian, storyteller. Holy Toledo Tours is kind of what you do. It's a side gig, is
it right.
not?
It's a hobby, but it's fun. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this opportunity and the invite that went out. But I'm more interested, Ted, in just the why of it.
Sure. So the Leadership Toledo as a program, as you know, is a program that lasts about 9 months, and it connects about 50 to 55 people of the community back into the community, and specifically around what's going on in, let's say, they spend a day learning about legal, they spend a day learning about the healthcare system, they spend a day working with nonprofits.
I want to stop you for a second, because you said gets them back into the community.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been lost?
I think what it does is it reconnects them.
Okay.
And it helps them find opportunities where they can plug themselves in. And so one of the things we want to do is also give them a basis for that from a historical standpoint. And I've been doing the regional tour day now for about 20 years. And it's just a great way to take those people for a day and then just really take them through the history of Toledo, how, why it is what it is today, how it got there, and then what the future looks like.
Speaking of the future, you were able to hear our first conversation that we had about the Activate Innovate conference, which is coming up. Obviously, you have to draw on Toledo's history to move forward, do you not?
Absolutely. And I think one of the stories that we tell, for example, each Leadership Toledo Tour Day is the story of how Libby was drawn here. And people don't understand that, you know, we didn't have a chamber of commerce then. We had a group of young businessmen who formed a group who were really the young guns, and they were bucking the system. At that time, Toledo was a grain center. And they were saying, no, we need to move to industrial. And they started putting ads in different papers around the world, and Libby shows up to kick the tires and decides to come here, and then Ford follows, and it just kind of grew from that. But it took people in the community to make it happen. People just didn't discover Toledo.
You talk about the word organic is used so much these days, but that truly is
exactly
a definition of what happened.
Yeah.
Talk about the people on this tour, and we said the why of it, and it's regional knowledge, it's regional history, it's understanding so that they can better market this area or have a richer, fuller appreciation, I guess.
I think it's a little of both. I think you can't really talk in depth about Toledo if you don't understand the history. But I don't think you can also plug yourself into the community if you don't really understand it as well. So
it's a buy-in.
It
right?
is. And I think what's fun for me is how many times as I'm talking, I'm watching light bulbs go off over people's heads because you could see they've not known this fact or this history before. Mm-hmm. And it opens up a whole new, you know, realm for them in terms of the Toledo story.
How'd you pick the stopping points? Obviously, the cathedral's a very easy one.
That is easy.
Our Lady of the Most Rosary.
You know, over the years, it was just a matter of trying to think, you know, where I'm a storyteller, so I like, where can I get a good story?
Yeah.
And frankly, one of the best places for us, we work with One Seagate. They've been wonderful over the years. We go to the top of One Seagate. We go to all four corners of the building, and we look out over the city. And from there, you can see the churches. Each church represents an ethnic enclave. Mm-hmm. So I talk about the Irish in South Toledo. We look at the east side. We talk about Birmingham and the melting pot that was there. We talk about the French that came in. We talk about African-American community, how they started in downtown and then went to Stickney Avenue and then ended up out in Indiana Avenue. And it gives you a sense then of your community to understand how all that happened. And you're looking at it from 28 stories up. It's a great way to see it.
And it's interesting to use the church as a vehicle for that as well, because it does talk about not only the culture, but also the rich history of the people of this town.
Absolutely, yeah.
So some of the other points of stopping and why you wanted to make sure people knew that.
So obviously we do the Libby House. It's a big part of the story of the Glass City. Woodlawn Cemetery, wonderful place to not only for the beauty of it, it's a beautiful arboretum, which a lot of people don't know. But each curve you go through, you see another name. Secor, Reynolds, Flower, and there's stories behind all those, and we tell those stories. We go to the John Gunkel, pyramid that's out there and tell the story of the Boys and Girls Club, which is a terrific story.
Yeah, and as you look to these light bulbs that are going off, and some of the questions, I'm curious of some of the questions that are asked of you.
Oftentimes, I think, so I do other tours, for example. One is the Unholy Toledo Tour. I always get questions about gangsters, which is interesting, because they hear a bit, they know a little bit, but they're not sure what was the story. So I usually go into some detail and explain how that happened. Another one is they always want to know, where did Holy Toledo come from? And so we talk about that and the fact that, you know, you could, for miles, when you came into this area, it's so flat, you saw steeples everywhere. So I think also the other big thing that I run into sometimes is there's a question about military history and Native American history. I don't think it's taught very well in this area. Mm-hmm. And so when you start covering those, you can really see people are sponging that up. They really enjoy it because they're just not aware of it.
One thing that I've never forgotten, and I forget the boat ride I was on, but they were talking about the little craters that exist along the Maumee River where bootleggers would hide their booze.
Exactly, yeah, right. Oh, the bootlegger stories are go on and on with up and down the river and out on the lake. It's good stuff.
Yeah. How often do these happen?
So we do the regional tour once a year for the Leadership Toledo class, and I do it another. I have an opportunity coming up in June with a smaller group. And I've done it for other groups as well. I've done it for corporations. It's really, I'd probably do, I would say 10 a year.
Yeah. And do you think corporations tag their employees for this just so that they want them to make the commitment to,
I think so,
to know where they're at right here and now?
They want them to understand their community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Ted, how do people go about if they want to take part in one of these?
Well, if you want to learn more about the tours, you can go to holytoledohistory.com. If you want to learn more about Leadership Toledo, you can go to the Leadership Toledo website, which I believe is leadershiptoledo.org.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great story. I loved looking through the photos to just see kind of the wide eyes and the interest that exists in it.
It's a fun day.
Ted, good to see you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on Leading Edge.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll be back for a final shot right after this. Welcome back for a final time here on Leading Edge. Once again, big thank you to my guests for spending some time with us, entertaining us, and also informing us. And a reminder, if you missed any part of our conversation, you can go to the WTOL 11 YouTube page. And of course, look for anywhere you find your podcast, your favorite podcast, because the Leading Edge one is there as well. I'm Jeff Smith. Have a great rest of your week.